Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Video bandwidth for the GizWiz is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. Audio bandwidth for the GizWiz is provided by the new Winamp for Android, featuring wireless sync and one-click iTunes import, now with free daily music downloads and full-length CD listening parties. Download it free at winamp.com/android.
This is the GizWiz with Mads Maddest writer Dick D. Bartolo. This is episode 1418, recorded May 28th, 2013. Pizza the Hut.
And now, get ready for Dick.
I just got back from lunch, and boy, am I hungry for another GizWiz!
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and Leo LaPorte on Twit TV. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease, under pathology. Rows and rows of USBs, growing, glowing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now! Into the Death Star.
Oh,
I hope no droids were hurt in that.
Yeah. Jeff feeling
is
good right
happy
now.
Happy about that.
You know, we during the GizFizz, Jeff spent more than 20 minutes.
We'll tell you about that, but let me just point this out. There are a few pieces left. But Jeff Needles, we'll talk about that. That'll be our gadget, my gadget of the week this week. Thanks to Jeff Needles, our hitman.
Whoa!
Hit
with a capital H.
That he, you know, it's because he got right down the exhaust chute. He went right down the alley, dropped it right in the exhaust chute.
Should we look at the thrill cam and see where it parked? I feel like I'm in the Death Star right now.
You could be in it. Yeah. Exactly. Wait a minute. Let's look around.
This is like a security camera.
Let's see what's in there. Yeah. Let's just see what's...
Death Star.
Oh, there's an R2 unit. Some stormtroopers.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Jeff's shaking his head. He's going, no! It is. It feels like we're inside of it.
It does.
Yeah.
They're just having a little conversation.
They're just chit-chat. Princess Leia's up here. If you just, you know, she's... I don't know what she's up to. She looks like she's talking to an R2 unit there.
You're my only hope.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. There's a giant pizza out the window.
I don't know. It looks pepperoni. On my ears.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So we're going to hit it with a hammer at the end of the show and see what Jeff does.
So, oh, okay, good. That's good.
That'll be fun. Whoa!
I would
blew
get
up
two
the Death Star.
One for the Death Star and one to fight off Jeff when you do that.
We'll have a dual cams. That's pretty good. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. We're going to save that. But let's start. Hello, first of all. Hello, Dickie D.
Leo, how you doing?
I'm very well. You see this lovely T-shirt?
Yeah.
Our new sponsor, Totina's Pizza Rolls.
Mm. Oh, they finally came around.
Well, they're not paying us any money, but they said product placement. If people eat more Totino's Pizza Rolls because of your shirt, then we'll give you a dollar.
Oh, great. Okay. Wow.
Not bad, huh? Actually, this is from a Fresno operation, MTP, More Than Pizza.
Oh, okay.
I asked them, what do you have more than pizza? They said, well, we've got breadsticks.
T-shirts.
We've got T-shirts. That's right. It's more than pizza. It's breadsticks and pizza.
Oh, wow. Wild, wacky, out-of-the-box thinking. Hire them.
Oh, there it is.
Well, they have burgers. They have wraps.
Oh, look at all this
stuff. Omelets.
It's more than pizza. So the father and son that run that place came in here today. It was really cute. And they gave me a... this nice pizza T-shirt, which I don't know if I should wear this in public. Somebody might take a bite out of me.
Yeah, no.
It reminds me of Pizza the Hut from Spaceballs, actually.
I think it's kind of cool. I like it. That's no pizza. Nice. That's a space station. The chat room says. Okay. So there you go. Let's get our first gadget. What do you say, Dickie D?
Absolutely. So there are lots of charging stations. You know, we've done about 8 or 9 of them on the Gizwiz in the past couple of years. But I found one that has more features than any of the others that I've seen so far. So it's this week's Gizwiz Video of the Week right here.
The Divortolo Maz Medis writer and the Gizwiz with this week's weekly W-E-A-K-L-Y video here on Twit. You know, a lot of people have multiple devices to charge, so there's a big market for charging stations. I'm going to show you one of the newest and one of the most feature-laden that I've ever seen. This is it. It's from Best Tech. It's their wall charging system. I'll show you the back here. So it goes into a double AC outlet, power through one of the plugs, and then this is just goes into the other plug to hold it stationary. On one side, 3 AC outlets. On the other side, 3 other AC outlets. On the top, 2 2.1 amp USB ports. Also, 2 USB 1 amp ports. Also, there is a little 30-pin connector. So that is for if you have the 30-pin iPhone or one of the older iPod Touches, which I was using this for, you can charge it there. There are even more features, but I'm going to plug it in. I'm just going to use this power bar to make it easy for the demo here. So it's plugging into the power bar. All right, so now the Best Tech logo lights up, and that is kind of a very low-key night light. 2 LEDs, one tells you the USB ports have power. The other tells you the AC outlets have power. But wait, there's more. Okay, there's a little light switch down here. So now if you want light, a brighter night light, this is low, and this is high. Now, high, I think you will be up most of the night if you leave this on high. You're probably better off just using the little blue logo lighting up to be your night light. On Amazon, about 180 reviews, 4.5 stars, so people like this a lot. I think the one complaint was it seems people who took it apart said that the AC outlets are not surge protected, but the USB ports are. I don't know about that. I'm not planning on taking this apart, but it's pretty nifty. So you can plug your iPod Touch in there. And so that would be charging. This could be your iPhone. So you could be charging 5 devices, assuming one of them is a 30-pin connector iPhone or iPod Touch. And the neatest thing of all is this is very reasonably priced. On Amazon, it's under $20. So that's it. The Best Tech wall charging system. And this is Dick DiBartolo, Maz Medistrider, and the Gizwiz saying, I now need to buy more devices because I have so many charging ports. I need to plug stuff
in. That's where they get
you.
That's
how they get you. So not available with a lightning connector yet, just the
30-pin. No, not yet.
Bought, and it's back ordered, but I'll bring it in. It's a weird cable because it's thick and stiff, and it has a lightning connector on one end and USB on the other. And the idea is you could bend it in any which way, and it's stiff enough to hold the iPhone. So you could plug it into a USB port and then have the iPhone. The idea maybe plug it into your computer.
You know, is that the bovine?
What's it called? I can't remember. They just sent me an email. I probably could find it in my email. But they just sent me an email saying it's back ordered. But I thought it looked kind of cool. Maybe the chat room knows the name of this thing. But it has lightning. So what the problem is that Apple's licensing the lightning connector, and I'm sure they're charging a lot of money to make lightning devices. So we're just now starting to see Mophie cases with a lightning connector and other devices like that. So yeah, I think they're going to start to ramp up now.
Okay. I was looking. I thought I had one of those on them. I sent my team, Myra and Becky, my new assistants, looking for it. That's okay. That's okay, guys.
I'm gonna search through my. I'll find the name of it. Search through my email for it because they sent me a note. I think it was a Kickstarter campaign that then became a product, and I didn't do it as a Kickstarter campaign, but It seems to me that's how it started, but it was a really good idea. Trunk, that was it, the trunk charger. Thank you.
Oh, okay, so it was not, mine was bovine, B-O-V-I-N-E, so it is different.
This is cool. Let me just show you what this looks like. I don't know if you can see my, is this it? No, trunk iPhone charging cape. Yeah, it's flexible.
Charging things.
Charging cape. here it is. It appears a picture of it anyway. It's like that. And so the idea is you put your charger, you could put your charger in the wall and then bend, it's like a Gumby with a lightning port.
Yeah.
And then bend it, or you could put it in your computer. So I think that's a kind of cool idea. They're back ordered right now.
Oh, okay. The bovine was a stainless steel cable that's kind of did the same
thing. Oh, yeah, like the gooseneck lamp.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. This is from ilovehandles.com and it's $19. Oh,
that's great.
Isn't that a good name? I love handles. Yeah. Somebody just, it's Google's suggesting I love ugly, but that's not true. I love handles. And they also make this, and you would love this, the pinhead, which is feet for your iPhone.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
Isn't that great?
You know, cut back to the big picture. You know what? Leo, we did Barnacle from them. That's how
the
I know.
Barnacle,
them.
That's right. Yes. That's the suction cup that plays the sound, right? Or no?
No, that's just suction cup.
It's just a suction cup.
Yeah, a lot like a tray on the airplane to hold your.
Well, I ordered two things. I also ordered this plank because I thought this was kind of cool. You put this on the wall, and then it has a magnet underneath it. So there's no hooks. You just use the magnet to hold your keychains or whatever, and you can put your phone on top of it. Nice. I thought that was kind of, it's like a floating shelf. Isn't that kind of cool?
Yeah.
So I've ordered both of them at the, I don't know if they're going to hold up on the other product because they don't have it in stock, but I think that's kind of neat. But anyway, I'll save that for a future episode.
Excellent.
I love handles. And you've done the Barnacle, that's right.
Yeah. I knew the name sounded familiar.
There's so much innovative, interesting stuff going on now, isn't it?
Well, you know what? That is a perfect tie-in, too. Did you get to see Siftio Cubes at CES?
No. What's that?
Siftio Cubes. They're three little cubes that you play games on, and the cubes recognize each other. So when someone starts chasing you, you run through the cubes, and you can keep putting the cubes one after the other. I think Jason has a little bit of video from the company.
Oh, look at this.
That shows you what it looks like. So each cube has a little TV set, and the base unit sends signals to all three units.
So it's like a Chumby?
We can watch.
This is bizarre.
No, here. He can play the video. Play the audio. Is there audio on that, Jason?
When you find a game that you want to play, touch the screen of the menu cube to start that game.
Oh, and all three of you play the same game.
Now. But if you stick around, yes. I'll show you how to exit back to the game selector menu, how to get new games to your system, and how to add a new cube to your system.
To pause, restart,
or exit your game, press the button on the top of the base.
So there's a base unit and three little units. They're not very big.
Yes. No.
They're about the size of an iPod Nano screen, maybe a little bigger than that.
They're, like an inch and a half.
Yeah.
And when you turn on the master unit, it turns on the three different cubes.
And apparently you attach the master unit to a computer.
Yes. That's to download games. You don't once the games are in the device, you don't need to have it connected to anything.
Wow, this is interesting.
It charges it.
How many cubes can you play with? Look, he's got four there.
I believe it's 20.
Wow.
Yes, I know.
We should get this for the studio.
Well, you know that they are expensive to start. They're, I think, $129 on Amazon.
And how many cubes do you get?
You get three. You can add more.
Okay.
But then you can just download games. And basically, the upfront cost is buying the system. But I spoke
each
to the
cube
people
is $30 there. After that. That's not too bad.
If you want to add more.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The sound comes out of the base unit. And it's kind of neat. When you're done, you just push off on the base unit and it shuts all the cubes off.
I can see a family with like three or four kids. This would be great.
Yes. There's one very funny game here. I only played part of it. It involves sandwiches, and it's very funny because a hamburger comes up on one cube, and you take another cube, and you start shaking it up and down over the hamburger. The cube turns to a bottle of ketchup, and And then as you shake it, the ketchup goes down on the hamburger cube. I mean, kids will love this.
Oh, this is really interesting. Talk about innovative.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I really
like
that.
It's almost like we rehearsed it. If people who watched the show for 7 years said, rehearsed it? Are you kidding?
Well, but I have some downsides to report about some of the things that we've talked about before.
Oh, the explosions and, those things can't be helped.
This is pretty bad. So remember those Hue lights? This reminded me of it because you buy a base unit for $300. It includes four LED, RGB LED lights. Right. And the base unit attaches to your network. And then you can control the lights from your iPhone, your Android phone, or your iPad. You can even control them from the internet, which is kind of cool. And so, and I liked it so much, I bought four more. So now I have nine HUE.
I was like, oh.
That's a different one. It's meet, meethue.com, Jason, if you want to show the website. So I love this. In fact, you can now use If This Then That, the website, and program it. So you can say, when the sun comes up, turn on your Hue. Or I have my Hue come on when the sun goes down. It's very cool, but there is one little bug I discovered.
Yes.
I didn't realize this would be a bug. When you turn off the lights with the light switch and then turn them back on, they come on full power, right? Which is nice because if you're coming into a room and you don't want to pull out your phone to turn on the lights, you can just turn them off and turn them back on again, and then it comes up full power. So we had a blackout the other day in the house, a short, quick blackout, but it was at 1:48 in the morning. At 1:48 in the morning, all the lights in my house come on full bright. Good morning. And I'm rolling around. And I, of course, reach for my phone to turn it off. Thank God Lisa had the forethought. She just reached over and flipped the switch off and said, go back and sleep.
Oh, that Lisa.
So my suggestion, if you're going to get Hue lights, have a smart partner who knows enough to turn it on. Okay. I'm going,
or
I
an
can't
IMAX.
See. I'm blind. It was terrible. So that's a downside to something that I thought was pretty cool. When the power goes out, they come on full bright when it comes back. You know, I guess any lights would do that, right? They're pretty cool. I mean, I love it. I have it set right now. When the sun goes down, the light, a single light in my living room turns on in a kind of a glow so that I'm not walking into a dark room. You can have it when you walk into the house, it geofences, it turns them on. When you walk out of the house, it turns them off. There's all sorts of things you can do with If This Then That. So that's very cool. And there was another bug I found. I can't remember what it was, but I'll let you know. Why don't you do your third gadget?
Okay, that's the Stifio.com. Stifio.
Stifio.com?
No, Stifio.
Oh, that's a relief.
Stifio. Yeah, no.
That's a different game.
We didn't get that. Viagra didn't come aboard, right?
We didn't get the blue pill sponsorship we were hoping for.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Yeah, uh-huh. They were only going to be with us for 4 hours, so what do we do? Okay, we have a video of the week, and we get these every once in a while, and this week's submission is I invented this. So I'll start with the letter from Brian Drake. Hi, guys. Here's my video submission. It's a steampunk lamp so people can read the address from my house at night as they drive by. I shot the video with the lamp indoors in order to quickly demonstrate how it looks in daylight and in darkness. Hopefully the dark scene isn't too bad as I shot this with my iPod Touch. And as you know, it doesn't work all that well in low light. I apologize if I appear awkward in the video. There just isn't a good way for me to hold everything at the same time. Brian Drake. So Brian, here on the GizWiz is your video.
Ooh. Hi, Dick and Leo. My name is Brian Drake, and you're probably wondering what this is beside me. Well, to make it easier for people to find my house, I decided to do some illuminated house numbers. But I didn't want to do them in an ordinary style, I did them steampunk.
They are cool.
As you can see, I got a couple of jars that I've done up with the letters. And in the back there, I'm not going to spin this around because it's liable to lose balance. You can see four boxes that have solar cells in them. And the copper tubing up top there runs the wiring. Now, let me lean over here and I'll cut the light out and you can get an idea of how it looks in the dark. There you go. Now, in theory, it'll actually be brighter once the solar cells are fully charged up. And hopefully, people will be able to find the house easier. Even if they can't see the lights, just knowing that there's something weird sticking in the front yard ought to do it. Well,
oh, so I think they're backwards. He's shooting in a mirror, right?
Roll to the show.
Oh, that's why they're backwards. He's at 48, but it looks like he's in 84.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I'm glad you're telling me I'm at the wrong house.
Use a mirror to look at the house numbers, yes, and then right. You'll be all
if
right.
If you come over, bring a mirror, and yeah. When you get here, you'll see why.
Wow, that is an elaborate, that's a long way to go for, you know, we have just the stick-on numbers on the door here.
Yes, yeah, and you wonder why nothing ever came from Skymore.
Nobody could find us.
Yeah, if you had those steampunk numbers, you'd have something.
Actually, we're going to get a sign out front. That'll be a big deal when we have it. We don't have the pictures of the sign around, do we? Because we're going to get, we went to a sign company, and we're getting big metal 3D fabricated letters out front with blue lights from, they're going to glow Ooh. From behind. It's going to be beautiful. And it's going to say, welcome to Revision 3. So that way we don't have to worry about visitors and email and all that stuff. Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
What do you think?
I like it. I like it. Well, we're going to have something similar on Disneyland. It's going to be a very light blue magic marker.
Very nice.
Black lit with an LED nightlight.
I don't know if you can see this up close. Do we have a close-up camera anywhere?
You should buy a second camera for Twit.
Maybe we could have two. You have a close-up camera.
Here,
why don't we?
There we go.
So I'll just hold it a little bit closer. But
Whoa.
See, so is that going to be nice? So it's above the window. This is the front door here with the press-on numbers, and it's going to have that over the window. And then at night, it's gonna glow blue.
Wow.
Is that cool?
Yeah. And what's that little sign? We made keys.
Keys. What is that? Keys here.
Oh, that's the guy at the front desk.
Yeah. Anything you need. If you need hardware, we've got it. Surplus Lego pieces, anything.
And if you walk by, all you're going to hear on repeat is, this is Twit.
This is Twit. It'll be great. It'll be great. Yeah. So now this is good. In our chat room, NE2K says, now I have some way to target my missile. That'll make it a lot easier to find us.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Just wanted to remind Brian to send us an email because, Brian, anybody who has a video shown on the GizWiz gets a piece of crap from Leo.
I've got some. Do you remember last week we were talking about Zoomies? And I just wanted to show you how hard it was to get them. Turns out it's not that hard. They sent me another pair.
Oh.
Even though it never at any point said press now to buy. It always said continue. Another set has come in. So
excellent.
This one's all packaged up and ready to get to Brian.
Okay.
Lucky Brian.
And I just want to remind people, if you have a video for the GizWiz, it can be, I bought a piece of crap. I invented this like Brian did. My gadget warehouse, something very, very old. We have a great old gadget for next week's viewers video. Or my favorite gadget of all time. Send it on, put it up on YouTube. Send the link to gizwiz@twit.tv. Keep your fingers crossed or uncross them if you don't want crap if we show you a video. And just send it on to us, and we will hopefully use it here on the GizWiz.
Dick, we have a video of our own. This is kind of exciting. I don't know if you remember, but I tasked Jeffrey Needles, our unpaid, unused, the guy we don't even know what to do with him, intern. And he said, if you buy me this Star Wars Death Star for $400, I will build it. And let me tell you, how many pieces? 3,500 pieces. 3,800 pieces, 261 pages of instruction that's even more obscure than IKEA.
Oh, my God.
And he did it. God. How many hours did it take you? You're going to, so 14 and a half, and you're getting $400. That's pretty good. That's like $35 an hour. Let's watch as Jeff Needles builds the Death Star.
Oh, he's fat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is real time.
Oh, yeah.
This guy, yeah.
I got it. There's a piece there.
What's amazing, he can build and change clothes at the same time. Wow, they're waiting.
They're waiting. They can't wait. Darth Vader's very impatient.
Seriously, how cool is that?
That was so cool.
This is great.
Well, bleeding now. His Lexus has turned red.
Look at that. Look at that. Oh, my. Yeah, 14 hours. He built it, ladies and gentlemen. I give you Jeffrey Needles. The Death Star is now fully operational. Watch out. What is it, Tatooine? Is that where we're going to blow up? Alderaan first, then Tatooine later. All right. We got to do these things in order. It's very important. You want a little tour of the inside?
Yeah.
Yeah, because there, how many, 24 characters in here?
24 little characters.
It's got a full, I've got it on here. Can you see that? Is that coming up?
Oh, wait a minute. No.
I got
it's
the GoPro.
It's disconnected.
It turned itself off? All right, yeah, let me turn it back connected. On again. I think if I just turn it on and press the mode button.
Yeah, we'll wait for it to sync up here.
Oh, I don't want to record, no. Here, John, you press the right button.
Make
it's
work.
My GoPro, but I have no idea how to use it, so. So, Jeff, that's pretty impressive. Now, we did, there was a little debate, a little battle before the show, because we wanted to send the thrill cam into it, and Jeff said, no, you'll break it, and apparently we did break something. So, Jeff is reassembling him now.
Jeff is biting his tongue.
What did we break there?
The TIE fighter
got destroyed, but he's reassembling it right now. Well, let me give you a little tour, though. This thing is quite amazing. For instance, we have the Jedi conference chamber. Oh, no.
Yeah,
the camera's died. You know what? It must be. What's going on?
Oh,
there it
now
is.
It's caught up.
There it is. You're going to see a picture of me because I look at it. Here's the conference room. Isn't that cool? There's an R2 unit in there. And now, what is that, Jeff? What is this thing? This controls the big. You know, that's exactly how it was in the original Death Star. They had a big knob, and you would turn it, and the antenna would turn.
And then you can even it's got gears.
Is there a problem? What is going on with this thing?
I think on the real Death Star, three people had to turn the knob.
It took three people. It was that big of a knob. But Jeff's kind of a large guy, so. What's underneath here? This is like a whole computer control center.
That
controls the. So is that the Death Star's death weapon?
Yes, the big laser.
That's the big laser that blows up planets. Here is the trash compactor. Remember Luke and Princess Leia and the Wookiee and Han get escape from the Death Star, and they end up down in the basement, and there's a big trash compactor. Look at this. Here we actually have it, and it will. There's something in here. There's something in here. It's not the lighting is not the issue. It's just the camera itself.
Oh my God.
Scooch. Look at that.
Wow.
Look at that. They're dead now. It's too late.
No more.
It's too late.
That's too bad. That's sad.
Let's see what else we got in here. This is really great. Here's a gun. Oh, he just shot something. And then there seems to be some sort of little confab going on here. There's Darth Vader's special chair up above.
No, that's the Emperor.
Oh, that's the Emperor.
Yeah, he's got the lightning.
Oh, yeah, that's the Emperor with the blue lightsabers.
No, he's got lightning hands.
That's lightning hands, sorry. It looks like a...
Right. It looks like a lightsaber.
And then this is so cool. $499. I don't know what kid... $399, $400. I don't know what kid would get one of these. What is this? Is this? There's a staircase there.
This is, and then there's a sliding door somewhere.
Why is the signal on the thrill? What is it? The thrill cam only work when it's on a string?
Apparently, the string is the connection.
Apparently, it needs to be on a string, or it doesn't work.
We've got the jail in here.
This is good. I'll abandon the thrill cam for the time, but you can see it. So, 3,800 pieces. All sorts of little guys and little pieces. The elevator works so you can bring the R2 unit up from the basement. This is very, very neat. Would you say what age do they say for this?
14 plus.
I think a motivated 14-year-old could do this. But I mean, it's really
amazing,
really hard stuff.
Yeah. So, Leo.
Yeah.
I don't want to take away from Jeff's model.
Yeah.
But Becky brought me this.
Okay, let's see what Becky brought you.
Okay, it is the Harry Potter. I don't know what is happening to my signal here.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's the thrill cam. It screwed everybody up.
Right. It's the Harry Potter Lego locomotive.
Send it here.
Okay. And now Dennis and I worked for about more than 5 hours, but this is pretty neat, isn't it?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's not bad.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, not bad. And this is for ages 6 to 12, so I think we did really well.
So for those of you who used to bullseye Womp Rats in his T-16 back home, where would be the ventilation vent? The size?
This is improved.
There's no vent here. So this time,
no vent to see.
There's no shielding because there's no walls. But, you know, imagine there's walls here.
is this to scale?
Yes.
It is. Okay. All right.
No, it's not to scale.
The $4.99 kit had walls.
By the way, and I don't understand this, but apparently there's a few pieces left over. That's a bad sign, isn't it? No, you wouldn't want to be stuck with oh my God, if only I had a little 3x2, I could finish this and not have it, right? So there's a little extra in here just in case.
The most common pieces they include.
Jeff, I'm looking at my little Lego kit and it says, attention, there are never any little pieces left.
This is so sweet. Look at this. Jeff's very proud. It does list. Here, let me show you. It lists every piece that comes with it so that you actually know. And I hope before you started building it, you counted each and every one out to make sure you had them all, right? Here, I'll show you.
There we go.
I'll show you that. Look at that.
There's
82 of them.
Are there Twit badges? Wow. Like, is he going to get the Lego badge now?
Yeah, we have a little sash that he has to wear around the studio from now on with his badges.
Nice.
He's a Twit Scout.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Isn't that cool? I just think that's a great Lego project. Next week, you picked something out. I can't remember what it was. You're going to love it next week. In fact, it's a fully functional, and you'll see what it does next week.
It'll be the only thing at the brick house that is fully functional. It
will be. There are no moving parts. That's why it works.
Oh, okay. It's one part. Very easy to assemble.
But I think maybe before Jeff leaves us, because he's going to go back to school. He's a student at Northeastern. He's going to go back to school in the fall in September. Before he leaves us, we'll get him to do. There's one more he really wants to do. Is it the Star Destroyer, which is that big ship at the very first Star Wars movie, Episode 4. Remember, the little ship comes in, and then this big ship comes in after it.
It's the
big ship. It's 4 feet long, and we're going to make Jeff build that. And then this is going to be the fun part. When he gets on the plane to go home, he's got to carry both of these with him under his arms.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
He's upset. Somebody's legs are here, but the body is missing. The torso went flying. It's up in the lounge. Okay.
You know, I felt there was something. When you went around with that little camera, I go, it's not right.
Something's not right. Jeff, nice job.
Great job. And also, Anthony Nielsen edited the video, the footage.
Thank you, Anthony, for editing it. And John Slonina,
who did the time lapse
of the studio being built. And you noticed the little dancing Star Wars figures. That actually was John.
Waiting to move in were magnificent.
John was. I came in to work on Saturday. John's going like, I said, "What are you doing?" Jeff says he had no idea what John was up to. And then you see the time lapse. You don't see John. You just see the pieces.
Yeah.
How did you know? Did you just know that you'd hear the click and you'd had 30 seconds to?
The camera has an indicator, like 10
So you were watching the indicator, so you could just, very nicely done.
Yeah.
Man.
You know,
man.
It worked out well because many times I've walked into the studio and John is sitting there going,
pretty much his
not
job.
Doing anything.
He's
and
the
this
master.
Time, yes. Yeah. He just says it as force of habit. This time it worked for him.
And by the way, J.J. Abrams sent a note. He wants this for the next Star Wars, so just keep a hold of that, okay? Yeah. All right.
Well, he wanted it before it was broken.
Now that it's broken, the heck with it. No, I think we're going to get it all back together. We lost a wing on the TIE fighter, the TIE bomber, and we intentionally took this stormtrooper off his legs to make room for the thrill cam to go in there. But everything is back to normal now on the Death Star. It's fully operational. Dick, you know what's next?
I think I do.
It's time to take a little walk in the beautiful borough of Manhattan. Manhattan is a borough, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It is. We're going to walk up Broadway as we pass from the beautiful downtown to the beautiful uptown area of the borough of Manhattan, that beautiful island that Peter Minuet bought for just $24 in wampum. And yes, up there on the right, just off of Broadway, right up there about, what, 67th Street? 74th Look, Street, 32nd Street, 83rd Street. Right up there.
Right at the Death Star.
Just turn a left at the Death Star. And there it is. Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play. In Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Oh, we blew up the Death Star. What is your gadget of the day?
Well, you know, it's not actually a gadget, but I found my, and I don't know if you use this or not, I found my CompuServe installation disk.
Wow.
Did you ever have CompuServe?
Oh, yeah, 75106-3135.
Oh, wow.
Don't you know your number? Because you didn't have a name on your CompuServe email. You were a number.
You were a number for a very short time. So I joined where, and then they said, now you can have names.
Oh, that was later.
Yeah, but I was in for the $10 per hour to be able to connect to the internet. And at one point, they had 3 million subscribers.
Wow.
And then AOL came along with $25 for unlimited internet use. And that pretty much did CompuServe in. And then it was late in the 90s where AOL just bought CompuServe. But it is amazing to think that we went from... Imagine what Twit would be like
Look
if we
that.
Were paying... That's one of my original discs. Imagine what we would be paying... If Twit had to pay $10.
Oh, my God. Well, I think I was paying more than that. I was using CompuServe when it was owned by H&R Block. They came up with CompuServe because their computers were working during the day to do people's tax returns, but at night they were unused. It was called a time-sharing service. And at first you could only use CompuServe at night. Later you could use it in the day, and it cost more in the day. And
you
I had... A coupler, an acoustic coupler.
Early than me.
Yes, I had to. I had an acoustic coupler, so it was 300 baud, and you put your phone in these suction cups.
Your actual handset.
Yeah, your handset, and you would dial the number, and this I probably still had a dial, and you'd put and once you heard the, you'd put it in the handset, it would sync up, and then I was playing a text adventure called Colossal Cave, and I racked up thousands of dollars in CompuServe bills playing that stupid game.
Wow, that's when you changed your name to Leo LaPorte.
That's right. And never mentioned that first name, that earlier name.
Yeah, I never will.
They still haven't caught up with me. No, I had a friend of mine worked at Atari, and I think it's safe to say this now. I had he gave me his CompuServe, Atari CompuServe account, so I never did have to pay that bill. Gosh, I think Atari's... owned by the French now, so I'm probably safe.
I think you're safe.
Yeah. But it was pretty amazing. And and 300 baud, which is 300 bits per second.
Yes.
And that means it's about 30 letters a second. That means about 5 words a second. So you can see the words go across the screen like this. I mean, it's very slow.
Well, you know, when I was working for Powerboat, sending my column to California, and I remember saying to Dennis, this is a 4-page typed column, double space. And I said to Dennis, Dennis, this column will be at the Powerboat office in less than 6 minutes.
Amazing.
Yeah. Wow.
I loved CompuServe. It was so much fun. That was the, it wasn't the internet when I was using it. It was just, you were earlier than me. Yeah, you couldn't send email to anybody outside of CompuServe. That's why you had a number. There was MCI Mail. There was Prodigy. There was CompuServe. These are all time-sharing systems, and they didn't send mail across barriers. It was just, you know, only to other CompuServe users. They had some pretty good, they didn't call them forums, but they were called SIGs, I think, but they had some pretty good special interest groups. It wasn't graphical. See, that's much later. That's 2000. Yeah.
It's 2000.
Yeah. No, I was.
Is CompuServe still around?
I think they are. CIS, I think they are. I don't know.
I forgot to check that out.
I was using CompuServe in the early 80s. This was 82, I think.
I think you're still getting your emails from them, aren't you? Because they're still used. They never moved up from that 300-foot modem.
Yeah, if you want to email me, just remember 75106-3135 at cis.com. I'll be there.
This is 300 baud.
I'm just curious. That's what it looked like. That's 300 baud.
This is 300.
Well, this is a Commodore 64,
what it looks
I
like.
Believe.
About five words a second.
Oh, I
wonder how
this.
Many people remember their CompuServe address from the early 80s in our chat room. Does anybody know your? Because I don't know why, but it was burned into my brain.
Wow!
I don't remember my MCI mail address because that was a weird one as well.
I somehow
71664-3212. That's a good one.
I Bill keep seeing MTP. I think mine started with MTP.
MTP, huh?
Yeah. Check your T-shirt.
That's right there. Ah, that's a gadget memory, I'll tell you. Thank you. That's a good one from the warehouse. Do you have any AOL discs there?
I do.
Hanging on the wall?
Yeah. Free 100 hours.
Wait a minute. Is that Harry Shearer coming out of my Apple II?
Get ready to write on a phone number and watch this.
The CompuServe ad from the
80s. The power of your computer with the convenience of your telephone.
What?
To bring you hundreds of online services.
That's not possible.
Like a complete set of encyclopedias.
Wow.
And the AP Newswire.
Ooh.
It helps you decide on investments. Bank, make airline reservations.
I think I remember this commercial.
It connects you with other computer owners.
Other computer owners also using
you
Apple
against opponents around the country.
Yes, I do remember this
You
commercial.
Get all this and more, and it's as simple as making a local phone call. To get online with CompuServe and over a quarter million people throughout North America, see your local computer store or call 1-800-543.
We don't even have a local computer store anymore.
I know, right?
A free illustrated guide to CompuServe. Call now to get the most out of your computer.
But this was really, the internet existed, but it wasn't a way onto the internet. That was only in universities. Now, here is 90 days risk-free, AOL, six-month trial. This was must be a later one because it's the, wait a minute, Windows 3.1 users, click on the file menu and select run. Wow.
For your life, yeah.
Wow. This is a nice one. I like that.
It is amazing. Yeah. It is amazing.
Come a long way, baby.
Hey, I think we have a letter to the editor. Let's play the letters jingle. Your choice, Jason. Editor's choice. Producer's choice. Oh, it's the original.
Ah, so this is the original.
That's the first.
Here come the letters, the lovely letters. Here come the Gizwiz letters.
It's a dancing pizza. How do you like my pepperonis?
They're sagging a little.
They're shiny, aren't they? Wow.
Whoa.
let's get a letter.
A letter is from Jackson Lacey, who writes, Dear Lord High Visioners of the Gadgets, Eternal Rulers of Sky Mania, and keepers of the crap.
Finally, somebody got our name right.
Yes. A few shows ago, you guys featured the Backtrack Keychain Breathalyzer.
I have it in my drawer.
I was scouting around the interweb netsphere, and I found an iPhone version.
Ooh, how can you blow into your iPhone?
Well, this is kind of silly. I thought it might be interesting because I know the Twit staff likes testing these gadgets.
Oh, yeah.
With this version, you can share your BAC rating with the world, and you can see who else is hammered while you are. And privacy be gone.
You know, that's the same device from the same company, but I guess it has an iPhone interface. It's a lot more expensive.
A lot more. $149.
Like 10 bucks.
Yeah. Yeah, at ThinkGeek. I love Twit shows. I've been listening since 2010. Jackson in New Zealand.
Hey, it's a Kiwi.
Yes, sir. Jackson, thank you very much. And I hope you're hammered now, so then you'll be enjoying this show. That's all it takes.
Just don't hammer our Death Star in you. I don't care what you do.
The only podcast with a 2-drink minimum.
Yeah, that's just to watch it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Dick, it's always a thrill, always a pleasure to do this. We do it every Tuesday right after Mac Break Weekly at about 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. 3200 UTC, that's not right. My math's all wrong. 14 plus 8 is 2200 UTC at twit.tv.
I almost tuned in at the wrong time.
There was math? There's math? And you can also get audio and video after the fact. We make it on demand available to you at twit.tv/gizwiz, should you choose.
Yes. And you can play the What the Heck Is It game. Mm,
there it is.
Gizwiz.biz.
Click that link, What the Heck Is It. There it is, a picture of a bracelet, one of those slap bracelets that hangs on the wall. Either that or the brand new slap mezuzah that's very popular.
You're very trendy. Very trendy.
I don't know what that is, but you don't need to because there are 12 Mad Magazines for the right answer, but 24 for the wrong answer. Just be clever. That's all we ask. Details at the website, gizwiz.biz. Thank you, Ducky Day.
Take care, Leo.
I'll see you next time.
I'll be here.
That's the way we end the show.